So we're just going to relax and breathe. And take this quiet moment to just sink into that beautiful well of peace that underlies all of the activity. Trusting and knowing that we are ever accompanied, that our inner beings are always here loving us, supporting us, supplying us with all that is in our vortex that can possibly come to us, given our current vibration. And Abraham has so often said that what is happening is the path of least resistance. And they have said about the current circumstances in the United States that the results are going to be more magnificent than we ever imagined. And so I continue to look for messages about the unfolding of this period of time in this country that I love so dearly. And from an Abraham law of attraction perspective, and from Abraham themselves. So today, I have a quote that my friend Andy Monheit asked a question to the AI program ChatGPT. And I will read you the question and then the beautiful answer that came out of the AI program. So Andy introduced this on Facebook by saying, "I've been pondering the question of how to respond to current events in the U.S. in light of all I've learned about law of attraction over the years. So I decided to put the question to ChatGPT-4.0, and I thought the answer was spot on. This is the question he submitted. Authors like Esther Hicks and Sarah Landon talk about the importance of remaining focused on what is wanted, not the unwanted. They say keep track of the rocket of desire shooting up into the pliable future and pay no attention to the circumstances that generate it. So my dilemma is when I see things happening in the world that I don't approve of, I want to join others in peaceful protests, such as march in the street or post things on social media. Doing such things is a form of resistance, which both authors caution against. Yet evil men like Hitler came to power because people were afraid to protest or assume that no protest was necessary. And in the end, he was able to eliminate all who opposed him." ChatGPT answered in this way, "That's a profound dilemma, and it's one that many spiritually aware people wrestle with. On one hand, teachers like Esther Hicks and Sarah Landon emphasize the power of focus, that we create more of what we give our attention to. They suggest that resisting what we don't want only amplifies it, because we're still energetically engaged with it. Instead, they encourage us to pour our energy into what we do want, peace, love, abundance, and freedom, so that we become magnets for these realities. On the other hand, history has shown that silence in the face of oppression can allow darkness to spread unchecked. The idea that Hitler's rise was enabled by passivity is a real-world example of what happens when good people do nothing. So how do you reconcile these perspectives? The key may lie in the difference between resistance and inspired action. Resistance is fueled by fear, anger, or despair. It often reinforces the very energy it opposes. Marching with rage in your heart or posting on social media in a way that spreads division may unintentionally strengthen the thing you're fighting against. Inspired action, on the other hand, comes from love, empowerment, and a vision of what can be. It's not about pushing against something, it's about being a living example of something better. Consider the movements led by people like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and the Dalai Lama. They protested, but not from a place of hatred toward the oppressor. Their actions were infused with a higher frequency, one of unity, dignity, and the unwavering belief in justice. Their focus wasn't merely on tearing down a broken system. It was upon building a new one. So perhaps the question isn't whether to act, but how to act. Instead of marching in anger, march with an energy of peace and possibility. Instead of posting about what you oppose, post about what you stand for. Instead of fearing the rise of darkness, amplifies the light so much that it has nowhere to take root. Esther Hicks often says, "One person aligned is more powerful than a million who are not." So the real work may not be pushing against oppression, but in elevating our own vibration so that we naturally lead others toward a world where oppression has no place. I love that answer. It reminds me, I think it was Mother Teresa who said, "I don't want to do a demonstration that is anti-war, but take me to a place that is pro-peace." And so Abraham now, in their February 26th workshop, answered a question about what's going on in the U.S. The questioner said, "Hello, Abraham. Can you give us some perspective on what's happening in the U.S. right now? While I do believe there is more good than bad in the universe, right now the bad seems to have huge momentum. It feels wrong to take no imposing action, but staying informed and writing letters and calls is making me physically sick with anger and worry. Can you advise me? How do I help without getting so upset? Thank you. Love to everybody." Abraham's answer was, "The most difficult place or part in all of this for most humans is that you have found your preferences, and you are assuming the preferences that others have found are incorrect. And if you stand back at your soul level, you will hear some of what we've said to you just now, that you've all come into diversity and understanding that the universe can satisfy all. So when it feels to you like the actions of others are impeding or impacting what you are creating for yourself, then you want to stand against them, and you want your inner being to stand with you against them, whatever it is, whatever side of whatever thing you're on. But your inner being never sides with you against anything, because the against part would separate your inner being from the good, from the well-being. You have to find a way, and what better opportunity to do it? You have to find a way of collaborating, harmonizing, and calibrating to your source, to your good, to your soul, to your God. You have to find a way of calibrating to that without needing others to be different than they are. And when you accomplish that, you'll truly be free. And when you accomplish that, you will see more and more manifestations of what you wish for that is around you." So finding a way to focus on what we want brings us in harmony. It calibrates to our inner being who is standing in our fully realized vortex, guiding our way to our next logical step, our next gentle step, to what we really want, to who we really are, and finding ways to look around us and feel good is remarkable. And I have been following Abraham for the last year, where they've talked about how to do that. And the first hint they gave me was to look for reasonable people working together for the good of the whole. And I had such fun for months looking at people who were doing great work, many of them in my personal life, civil servants who worked for the federal government and traveled all over the world doing international coordination of huge millennial projects, like what should the network of telecommunication be like on the moon when the moon is settled. One of my friends is on that committee. And so many other huge visions for the world that were amazing. And then a few months later, I heard people talking, and what they were talking about was coming together, working together for the good of the whole, reasonable people working together for the good of the whole. And that inspired me, and I began looking around and seeing people joining together, connecting with other people, people in their local community, people on the internet, people that they know and people that they didn't know before who had interests in the same things they had, people connecting and making that intention to connect such a powerful thing, such a beautiful thing. That really inspired me. And now this focus on finding the ways to focus on what we do want, to pour our energy into what we do want. ChatGPT suggested, they identified things that we want: peace, love, abundance, and freedom. And that's so clear. There are so many things in this world that we want, and I know so many people want. We want a healthy environment. We want clean water to drink and fresh air to breathe. We want people helping one another, neighbors helping each other. I've seen a great deal of that in my neighborhood recently that has uplifted my heart and inspired me as I've connected in love and caring with neighbors that I knew for over 20, almost 30 years, and with people I met this week, because we gather together to care for someone in our community. I love that I am seeing examples of three friends of mine who went into DC for the Step Up for Science gathering last Friday, who were all scientists in the federal government in their working lives, all retired now, but gathering together with others to share the importance and well-being of reasonable people working together for the good of the whole. And so I know that things that I want are healthy children who are well fed, who are well cared for, and communities that are peaceful and thriving and abundant and well supported. I am grateful for first responders, like some that came to my neighborhood to help, sheriffs and EMTs and a lovely social worker that I spoke to yesterday, people who are working together for the good of the whole every single day. And there are millions of them, tens and hundreds of millions of people in our communities throughout this country who continue to work together for the good of the whole. Those who work for the local and state and federal governments, those who work for private industry, those who are entrepreneurial and have their own businesses that contribute to a thriving economy. I know that there are hundreds of millions of people in this country working together for the good of the whole, as they work for the good of their own communities, of their own families, of themselves. It is such a blessing to acknowledge the amazing people who do great work in the world every single day. And I spend part of every day at a local community park that many, many years ago was donated as a wildlife refuge and has 350 acres in the middle of this town that I live in, that is supported by the county, that has hired wonderful employees who care totally about the plants and animals and birds and insects and reptiles and people who spend time every day in the park. I met another one yesterday. He became a friend on Facebook so he could see my beautiful bird pictures that I shared with him. I delight in the examples I see every day of lovely people at the park. And I believe in making a difference. So I am devoting myself every day to spend more time talking to the people I meet in the park, showing them the interesting, unusual birds. We've had diving ducks there, the hooded mergansers recently, and they're hard to see because they're often underwater. So I was able yesterday to interrupt a couple who seemed to be having a bit of an argument and show them the hoodies. And by the time I left, they were smiling and laughing and pointing at the cute little ducks and felt like, when they introduced themselves to me by name, I felt like, oh, there are new happy friends in the park. And each day, we each have opportunities to engage with someone. Someone in a store, someone on the sidewalk next to us, someone in our family, someone who comes to mind. This week, I texted a friend because I heard a song that we used to sing together before she moved away. And I sent her a text and told her how those memories make my heart happy as I think of her and send her love. I saw another picture of a couple of friends who were on a cruise with me years ago. And I sent them a text saying, remember all the happy times we had together. because both of them have moved away as well. And we have a chance to make a difference every day. This morning, my friend who has a Zoom meeting on Sunday mornings, a couple of times a month that I go to, she's been in the hospital this week. And I didn't know if she'd be able to get there today, because I know she got out of the hospital yesterday, but it seemed unlikely she would get there. So I went to her Zoom room to wait and see if anybody came to her meeting that hadn't known from the fact that she didn't send an announcement that it wouldn't be held. And one of her friends came, and I was able to update her on the fact that our friend was out of the hospital and offer a prayer for her, who is herself going to have surgery soon, and for our friend. Each of us has opportunities every day, multiple times, to make a difference for someone. And making a difference raises the consciousness of humanity. Focusing on what we want, loving community, caring people, beautiful nature, exquisite parks, prosperous country, abundant people. We can amplify by our attention the things that we want and follow Abraham's advice of making being in alignment with our inner being our highest priority, finding a way to stand focused on all of these amazing things that ever exist in our vortex, health and happiness and peace and playfulness and joy, and reaching for those feelings anywhere we can find them. This morning, I met a little boy who was about 4 years old, who got to see my pictures of the hoodies. And the grin on his face when he saw that male and female hoodie pictures was so adorable. And his mother was delighted that I shared the pictures with her, and especially that I shared them respectfully with her son. We can treat people, regardless of their age, with respect and appreciation. And we can notice that the people that we encounter are a match to us. And if we keep our vibration high and happy and free, we will be inclined to rendezvous with other people who are capable of being high and happy and free, who already are, or who can easily be uplifted by our impact. So, as we close this meditation, I just want to give thanks for the opportunity to focus on the love that is here. There is great love for us here, as Abraham ever says, and there is great love within us that we have the power to share. That is our superpower. Each of us, in our own way, makes a difference with the focus on the wanted that we bring, with the love that we communicate, with the energy that we allow this universe to experience. I give thanks for this. And so I invite you to simply squirm a little bit, to stretch, and to recognize that all is truly well. And so it is.